www.thebigfootsports.com.
Chemical was not deemed as already hazardous. They had to go through a process to give us a recommendation. 10 admissions at 3 hospitals, none in serious or critical condition.
An update on the people in West Virginia. The West Virginia governor says the water tests were pretty encouraging. No timetable yet, though, for water use. So by my count, man, we're coming up on 5 days. This chemical spill disaster certainly points out some of the risks when you're talking about industrial plants. And they could still be days before they know more about when it will be safe to use the water. And I can't imagine what it would be like to be in that situation. You know, last week we talked to somebody who was right there in the belly of the beast and said it was, you know, luckily he was prepared, but it certainly wasn't like that for the people in and around him in his neighborhood. Because, you know, this is the thing, what they're doing is some people are forgetting about the water, that about not drinking the water, so they have to cover it up, put plastic bags over faucets, that kind of thing, because it's not in their mind. It's not the thing that it's in their mind that there's a spill, but then they forget when they're in the middle of their everyday life. So tons of water has been dropped off in West Virginia. And, of course, that's the big buzz across the land. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Rough for those people in all those counties in West Virginia, and terrible when you think about the industry there and how rough it's been on coal miners and their families. And yet now you have this situation where the spill is limiting what people can do in their own home. And this emergency started Thursday after that foaming agent that's used in the coal processing escaped from a plant in Charleston and seeped into that Elk River. Since then, no tap water for anything except for flushing toilets. That's it. And so the people in West Virginia who, when you think about this, how many times did I spend time in the Charleston area? I have a great uncle that lives there, and I went to school in Ohio at Ohio University, and often we cut through that area. We'd be in West Virginia, and you know, you think deep, deep rivers and streams. It's a mountain area. That's what West Virginia is known for, and that cuts across those valleys and whatnot. And now with the chemical plant storage tank danger here, and you think coal mines and the equipment and whatnot, and it's very scary with what's happened to people's water. Because West Virginia is the second largest coal-producing state. That's behind Wyoming. And they've got 538 mines and like 26,000-some people, I think is the statistic that I saw. So the state has 150 chemical companies, and there's about 12,000 workers. So people are also worried. They're worried about their jobs. They're worried about their industry. Coal is critical. It is the lifeblood of West Virginia. It is the lifeblood of it. You know, it's like thinking about what happened in the Gulf with the spill, the BP oil spill, and what it did to the fishing industry. And coal already is on trial in this country, but especially in that area. And this is vital for that state. It's pulled them through some rough times. The state's unemployment rate, if you go back just 5 years, was 8.4%. I mean, they were staring down the barrel of 9%. Now the unemployment rate is hovering around 6%, below the 7%, which is, as you know, the national unemployment number. And I think those numbers are a little screwed up anyway. But now what's happened in this spill highlights tainting the water supply, scares everybody. It didn't involve a coal mine, and that's what they're really pushing. And I said this when this spill happened. I said, this is brutal, because already they're all over West Virginia about coal, and no matter what really truly happened here, that's what's going to be highlighted. And this is a state whose lifeblood, I'll say it again, is all about coal. So the governor, everywhere he goes, everybody he talks to, he is quick to say, this is a chemical company incident. Nothing to do with coal. It's not the coal company. It's a chemical spill. It just happens to apply to the coal industry. But pointing the finger at the coal industry isn't the right thing to do, because they're very carefully regulated by the state. So they're scared to death that this crisis is going to highlight coal even more in a negative way. And see, it's all going to be about how quickly they can get things rolling again as far as the water is concerned. I think the more the people are without clean water, the worse it's going to get for the future of coal there. Because trying to make people believe there's just no inherent danger, and yes, the governor's absolutely right, this was the chemical company, it was not anything to do with the coal company, but the problem is, the more people go without water, the more chaotic it becomes, the bigger a story it gets, and the more the blame, no matter what is said, will go partially on to coal. They'll look at coal as the culprits. It's that just perception. Remember the old saying, perception is reality, and that's what they're dealing with in West Virginia. Speaking of perception is reality, the soap opera continues in New Jersey. Some people are trying to throw Chris Christie a lifeline, defending him, actually, because of this controversy over the George Washington Bridge Lane closures. It's a full-blown scandal. And now they're talking about specifically what was his role in this. And the assemblyman who goes back and forth in this whole thing, a guy named John Wisnitsky, is not letting up. He's got his foot on the gas, and he's going to cross the bridge if he can. So even though Christie apologized, it was a two-hour deal, he fired Bridget Kelly, his top aide, there still is a shadow of doubt over Chris Christie, and now whether or not he could even be considered as a presidential candidate for the Republicans. And the media in New Jersey and New York, they have turned on him big time, circling like vultures, and they smell a scandal. Can he beat this off? Can he beat the rap? We're talking about it next here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hoping to hear that song everywhere he went, he probably won't hear it. Because I think he's having such a hard time fighting off the image deal with this bridge closure thing. I mean, saying, you know, over the weekend, into the weekend, the big quote was in the Wall Street Journal, "I'm embarrassed and humiliated by the conduct of some of the people on my team." You know, it's that's that whole thing of the perception deal, and I don't think he can shake it. And there are a few politicians that are happy about that. Some people who weren't big fans of Chris Christie who are not sad that this bridge thing is hovering around him. And I don't know that he can shake it off. It's just such good theater. He would need some other scandal to break, and, you know, there's always something. But this Bridgegate thing is going to hang around. It's not going to just blow over. And now they're investigating it. When I say they're investigating it, you know, while there are defenders for Chris Christie, there are plenty that are going after him. And the whole meat of this story lies in, did the former aide just act kind of as a solo deal and try to take a little revenge on the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, for not backing Chris Christie in his reelection? But you got guys like Rudy Giuliani, the former New York mayor, and a bunch of other Republicans who are all over the Sunday shows defending Christie, saying, you know, he didn't know and that it was, he's credible, and it's not incredible that he wouldn't know it, that he'd have a rogue aide that ordered these lane closures on the bridge as this political payback thing. And what Giuliani insists is that he wouldn't make a blanket denial. He wouldn't do that if it wasn't true. He wouldn't do that sort of thing because he would put his entire political career at risk. But still, before the scandal, Christie was considered an early frontrunner, let's face it, for the Republican presidential nomination in 2016. Now you got Rents Priebus, who is saying he's applauding Christie for showing leadership when he apologized at this crazy marathon press conference. I mean, but why was the press conference 2 hours? He was there for, well, specifically, he was there for 111 minutes with the open dialogue part with the press. So what Priebus said is, you know, we all make mistakes. The question is when, what do you do when you make mistakes? And then he defended the long press conference saying, only if Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton would give us 111 seconds, we would find out some things, 111 minutes, that we would find out some things that we would want to find out about Obamacare, Benghazi, and the IRS. So there were some defenders that were out for Christie. But I don't know about salvaging it. I mean, the reality is we live in the headline paparazzi scandal world. And if people believe the scandal, no matter what you say, it's very hard to turn that train around once it's left the station. And this train was like a freight train barreling out of New Jersey. I mean, it has everything that you would want in a scandal. A guy who already is a little cocky, rubs people the wrong way, and other people just love him and think he's frank and interesting and all of that. And then other people questioning, is he conservative enough? And everything that goes into the Republican slices of the pie. And you still have this Fort Lee mayor, Sokolich, who was supposedly the alleged target of the traffic jam payback, who said that he would take Christie at his word, that he would take him at his word. But here's the thing. The other part of that is while he's saying that, he's also saying it's very tough to think that he completely knew nothing of this, that he was completely ignorant to the situation. And that's what I think. The issue is really, did he know, you know, did he know? And if he didn't know, should he have known? So he has an aide that has that much clout, they can close the lanes on a major bridge? Marco Rubio didn't take the bait because he's on that short bench for the GOP presidential nomination. And boy, they tossed it out to him. But he would not comment on what happened. He just would say, we don't know all the facts. It's still developing. We got a reserve judgment. You know, I'm not going to say anything. And even the Maryland governor, Martin O'Malley, who's a potential Democratic hopeful in 2016, backed off of it too. Nobody's touching it. I mean, not people who think they really have a shot at the presidency. They're not touching it. I mean, traffic congestion in New Jersey, the worst. And then to find out from the governor's office that this came down, that somebody decided that they were going to, from that office, they were going to arrange this as payback for not getting the support of one mayor in New Jersey when the guy was running away with the election, that's not good. Because there's only two ways to go on this thing, is what I just said. Either that he was completely ignorant of it, was completely kept in the dark, so you have to believe that, is that he is not this control guy that he's painted out to be, and he had no clue. He was totally removed from it, didn't ask questions about it, none of that, when he's the governor of New Jersey with his phone ringing off the hook because people are complaining about the congestion on the bridge from the New Jersey side to New York. So is it that he had no clue whatsoever? Or did he know something about it? Because how could he not when it is emanating from his office? Did he delegate that much power to his aid and not question anything? Ugh. It just seems, you know, it's that where there's smoke, there's fire thing. And either way, for me, I think that this, even though this is 2014, you're talking about 2016, he'd have to have some kind of a turnaround for, I think, for him to get the kind of amazing publicity that he was getting before this scandal. Because he was riding pretty much, even though there were detractors, he was riding a wave of love. Let's face it. There were people, like I mentioned before, Henry Kissinger was talking to him about wanting to be president. He was being courted by people that were close to the Reagans. The power broker Republicans who know how to raise money were all over Chris Christie. And he kept focusing on, oh, you know, I've got to run New Jersey. I'm focusing on New Jersey and the governor's mansion and getting reelected again. But he was definitely loving the attention, doing big-time interviews with the Oprah Winfrey's and the more serious kind of journalist-type fare, too, as well, whether it was the New York Times or Time Magazine or Newsweek or wherever. So he wasn't just, ooh, he's kind of an interesting candidate. He was getting major, major national coverage. He was on a lot of talk shows. He did things with comedians. And now this whole bridge thing has put his, I think, further political aspirations for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue on hold. Unless some other incredible thing happens. If something else happens that he can rise to the occasion and look presidential or look like he's massively in control, then maybe he turns that around. But his worry has to be immense. I mean, all of right now, new documents show that the appointees of the governor tried to stop other officials who were angry and stopped media questions about the plan to close access lanes to the GW Bridge. So there were people that were questioning it before it even happened. So, you know, how do you get around that? And this is just mushrooming. It's not going anywhere. I think it just continues to grow. These are weeds you just cannot cut down overnight. Coming up, some of the big blunders of the weekend and the past week, next on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
I like to see you work right across the floor. I like to do the thing till you call for more.
Quiet down, quiet down. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The boos, the blunders, the mess-ups, and boy, there are a bunch of them, that's for sure. I think that the worst is a couple of things. But to me, this has to take the cake, I think, of everything that I'm going to talk about. And it's probably a story that you might not have heard about. Now, for all our friends living in Missouri, you might have heard about this story. Did you hear about the story about the Southwest plane that accidentally landed at the wrong airport, left Midway Airport in Chicago, was scheduled to fly to Dallas with a stop in Branson, Missouri. Instead, the plane touched down at an airport in Taney County. That's the airport, which was eight whatever miles away from its intermediate stop. And the airport is about half the length of the Branson, Missouri airport that they were supposed to land at. So let me give you the exact length to paint the picture for you. So the Taney County Airport, or PLK, is about half the length, like I said, of BKG's. So we're talking 3,738 feet versus 7,140 feet. So what happened? What happened was that because the plane landed at the wrong airport, it was 40 feet. By the time they were able to stop it, it was 40 feet from the edge of a cliff. How crazy is that? Flight 4013. Passengers having to be reaccommodated to whatever the destination was going to be. And something that has to happen throughout the night. Because they landed at the wrong place. This is a major mess up. So is it the pilot? Was it the dispatcher? How'd they get to the wrong airport? In defense of the pilot, people will say, well, when you're flying with visual flight rules, you can make a mistake for one airfield from another when you're in the air. That doesn't make me feel good. If the conditions are clear, the visual way is common to transition from the arrival to a landing, right? This is what they'll talk about. But it's different if it's not. So Southwest Airlines is going to have to issue some kind of a statement because there are passengers who are stranded and are miserable. I mean, they weren't supposed to be there. They got dumped in this other airport, and they're trying to, like I said, rearrange them throughout the night. But I think the scarier thing is, if I was on that flight, is the fact that they could have gone off that cliff. I mean, that they hit the brakes hard. They smelled burnt rubber from that stop. So the people knew something was up. There was a quote from a Dallas tax attorney who was on the plane that I happened to read. And it said that, you know, everybody was calm and professional during the landing, but they knew something was up the way it hit and the way it smelled. And that all of a sudden the flight attendants were handing out peanuts and being really friendly. And then the pilot kept saying, we apologize for the inconvenience. Whoops. We accidentally landed at the wrong airport. I think that's brutal. And I think the worst thing, though, would still be to find out that you were that close from the edge of that cliff. Thank goodness that plane didn't go over that cliff. And then it becomes more than a blunder. Catastrophic. Is what happens. Catastrophic. And bye-bye to Alex Rodriguez. You know, A-Rod is a guy that I covered twice in my career in sports with the Texas Rangers and with the New York Yankees. And I was stunned because it just seems like this guy can wiggle out of so many things. I was stunned to hear, and it was a big story on 60 Minutes, but even when the story itself broke, that Alex Rodriguez suspended for the entire year. Suspended from baseball. How did that happen? How is it that Alex Rodriguez, that the case of Alex Rodriguez turned in a different direction? Like I said, it seems like he was touched or born under a lucky star because every time there were things and rumors and things connected to A-Rod, somehow he's always able to shake it off. But this was one time that he could not shake off a catastrophe. And it's always about, you know, he said, you used the steroids, you didn't use the steroids. And if you look at what the Baseball Hall of Fame has done, they're trying to obviously stay away from known steroid users. You can't say that nobody in the game now is using steroids, but they're very paranoid about it. It's a much different culture than what it was not too long ago. Doesn't mean that people aren't using, but it's cleaned up because there's such a microscope. So what's interesting is, what did the Yankees do? They say they could relegate is the word that's being tossed around, A-Rod, in the spring. And this, I mean, couldn't be, again, a bigger story because of the steroid issue in baseball and the fact that A-Rod used to be such a hero. So if he were going to go to spring training next month with this suspension, they could put him on the minor league roster, I guess. But they're not going to make any decisions about what they're going to do until they talk to the commissioner's office. But you have to think that A-Rod is done. His spokesperson is saying that he's planning on attending spring training. So he's not thinking he's done. But he's suspended for 2014. And that's huge news. And that happened over the weekend. He's looking to do this injunction. He's trying to do what he can to still continue to fight it. His attorney says that they're going to file suit on Monday. And what a media circus it's been around Alex Rodriguez. If the Yankees could cut him, who they owe A-Rod $61 million from 2015 to 2017, if they could do that, I mean, they'd still be responsible for a big chunk of that. But if they could cut him, I think that they would want to cut him. So he's looking for an injunction. The Yankees, I think, are looking for a way out. He's not on the Yankees 40-man roster because of the suspension. So they could have him work out in the minor leagues instead and keep him away from the big leagues, period, which is probably a possibility and becomes a big and continues to be a big story. And again, all of this is because of, you know, one of the best baseball players of all time was caught thanks to Tony Bosch, who ran this secret doping practice for pro athletes. And once he was exposed, A-Rod and 13 others, all his clients, all suspended, and they all accepted the penalties except for Rodriguez, who appealed. And in the appeal hearing, Tony Bosch testified for 5 days behind closed doors and talked about it. Talked about the substances, talked about that kind of thing. Talked about human growth hormone and other things that were being used, and substances, and the fact that he injected him personally and all of that. So he messed up by not taking what was originally handed out. I mean, instead of appealing. So there's the question. He goes through this situation. What happens when it comes to the regular season, or not the regular season, what happens when it comes to spring training? And is this the end of the line for Alex Rodriguez? One of the New York papers, the New York Post, in fact, had a clever headline. They showed him on an island, pretty much by himself, and it said, "Adios, Yankees fans cheer as Alex banished for the season." So you have the clinical director, their clinic director, saying that he injected Alex Rodriguez. Did you need anything else to convict this guy? I mean, give me a break. They got him. They got him. And one last thing, boo to you if you don't clean your cell phone. You ever clean your cell phone off? I happened to see this. I was cruising around on the internet that, you know, we carry, everything's about our cell phones, smartphones, carrying them everywhere. And they say that our mobile phones are 18 times dirtier than public bathrooms. Wow. If we use that ultraviolet radiation kit and we went over our phones and we would see it light up, it would just be glowing in our pockets. So how do you sanitize your cell phone, though? What do you do? Wrap it, wiping it down every night? I guess there is a way. There is a way to do that, but it's not cheap. Everybody's in the same boat. Our cell phones are dirtier than public restrooms. That's scary. Do we need to know that? I think that's too much information. We're going to the movies next on America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95. It includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't know. I need to catch up on my drinking. I think that was why I was so manic. I didn't normally have time to have like a glass of wine.
You gotta love Jennifer Lawrence. She's not very Hollywoodized, and that's a good thing in my book. She's not even 24 years old. Young actress who won a Gold Globe for her performance in American Hustle. Amy Adams also won for her performance in American Hustle, won a couple of different awards, and it was just a terrific movie. I know we do our cheap movie reviews here on America Tonight because, for goodness sake, we'd all be screaming hyenas after what they're trying to do to us politically in this country. Our frustrations overflow. So our great escape, at least for me, one of the great escapes is definitely the movies. And every week we do take you to the movies, and I've said this several times, that to me that was probably the best movie that I saw all year. And ironically, there is a political twist to it because several congressmen and a senator lost their political lifelines when they blew it in the Abscam scandal in the 70s, and this pretty much loosely is what this is about. The movie, but the way they portray it is, you know, absolutely hilarious. And it's a throwback to the 70s, the hairstyles, and the whole gist of when this happened. And, you know, the whole picture is about that. And it's very, very clever. So American Hustle and 12 Years as a Slave were the big winners for the Globes. They took the top prizes because Hustle won for Best Comedy or Musical Motion Picture. 12 Years won for Best Drama at the theater. And then Gravity, the thing with Sandra Bullock, also won a couple of awards. The most notable one was Best Director. So interesting. Sometimes in handicapping these things, like Amy Adams, Best Actress, and Jennifer Lawrence, who you just heard there, Best Supporting Actress, they say that this is the road to the Oscars, too. And because we also looked at this movie, Dallas Buyers Club won two big acting honors. Jared Leto won for a supporting actor, and he was in a band, and he had stepped away from acting for like 6 years. And Matthew McConaughey won for Best Actor in a Drama. And I don't know that he's ever won an award. He was very, very surprised. Leonardo DiCaprio won for Best Actor for The Wolf on Wall Street, and Cate Blanchett won for the Woody Allen movie Blue Jasmine. So this is, you know, the time of the year when they have the red carpets rolled out, and it's all about what's coming up next, which is the other statue, the Oscars. I watched just a little bit of this kind of flipping in and out, and I will say one thing. It was bravo to the two women who did the hosting on this. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were the hosts. Both, you may, if you watch any television at all, you might know them from TV, from their Saturday Night Live days, or maybe you watch Community, which is the Amy Poehler show that's on now, and she won an award for that, or Tina Fey had her own television show, too. So pretty interesting stuff. And the box office this week, you know, Tomas called us earlier in the week and gave us a cheap movie review. He had gone to see Lone Survivor, and it's the Marcus Luttrell story. And this, the movie was so well done. I actually, after he said that, and it was on my list to go and see it, I made it more of a priority, and I made sure that I got out to see it, and it was terrific. It was a really well done movie, and it's not surprising that it took the top honors at the box office, because when I say honors, it's about how much cha-ching, and it was the biggest cha-ching factor this past weekend. $38.5 million, and this is, you know, that soft opening week, so I think it even grows bigger than that. And, you know, this is a real-life war hero, Luttrell. He was part of that Navy SEAL Operation Red Wing, where it's all about fighting to live another day. And, you know, this was, the story itself was incredible, but the way that it was portrayed on the screen, I have to say, you know, bravo. And I saw an interview with Marcus Luttrell where he said that he just wanted it to be done correctly for the people left behind, meaning the families of his brothers, the Navy SEALs who were killed. He wanted them to feel as though they had a sense of what happened there, and I think they did that. I think that they portrayed that, because you have to go back to 2005, and they were facing Taliban fighters during this op that they were on, and Luttrell was the lone survivor, and he wouldn't have made it out without the help of someone from a village that actually risked his own life for Luttrell. And I think that's the really cool part about this movie, how it comes around full circle. And I don't want to give the whole thing away if you don't know what the story is about, or you don't, or I just don't want you to go to the theater and not be able to see it as it unfolds. But what's very cool at the end is they show the actual pictures of the real people, and I think that's awesome for those families. And Michael Murphy and Danny Dietz and the rest as well, who were all part of that crew that were just ambushed. It was terrible what happened and how that unfolded. And Luttrell seems as though he talks about this, and he talks about not being completely whole, that part of his life was left on that hill in Afghanistan, or that mountain in Afghanistan. But I think that Mark Wahlberg and anyone else connected with this did a great, great job with Lone Survivor, and I would highly recommend it. My two biggest recommendations for movies right now would be American Hustle and Lone Survivor. I think if you go to see either one of them, you will not be disappointed, and absolutely go and see Lone Survivor. We talked about it here on America Tonight and talked about what's been going on in Afghanistan, and especially the heroes. And this is definitely one of those hero situations, something that you would not have heard about normally, because you think of the ops and what the mission was and how covert it was. And unfortunately, the Taliban was there heavily armed, and it was awful what unfolded for him and for his comrades, too, as well. You might have heard that this was a big weekend for football. Don't forget, coming up in our second hour, we do our re-rack of the weekend. It wasn't wild card weekend, something a little more, but were the games as good as the wild card weekend? I'm going to say maybe not. But now you've got your setup for your AFC championship game and your NFC championship game. So the road to the Super Bowl is now paved, is ready, with just four teams left. It's right there for the taking. Who's it going to be? Will we see New England? Will we see Denver? Will we see Seattle? Will we see San Francisco? There's your big hint. And because I was getting so many emails about this, I'll say it at the tail end of this hour, nobody nailed the score. Nobody got the score right. And the game, I thought somebody was going to get it. I thought somebody had it, in fact. But nobody nailed the score again. So we continue to go down that road of nailing the score. And I hope that somebody pulls it out, because I would love to see somebody win this. And didn't happen this time around. We'll do it again this week. I got my fingers crossed that somebody will get close enough and they'll claim the top spot. Oh, so close. But I said this before, close doesn't count. It counts in horseshoes, but it doesn't count when we're nailing the score. So nobody got it right. So close, but yet so far away. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.